Chris, another defeat, another game with this winless run going on. But at the same time, you've performed really well today. You must be pleased of what you put out there.
Yeah, as I said, I am. And if you keep these level of performances, truly it does. It turns and you get results. And it's a big ask today against the league leaders and probably you who will end up going on to become champions, I think. But we went toe-to-toe with them. We took them on and... on another day and another few results, I think we would have got something from it. But as I say, it's frustrating that we haven't. However, I will draw solace from the fact that we've had a very, very good performance.
In the cold light of day, you speak about the record and the winner's run, but you look at the way that the team performed and the confidence in the side as well. It seems to be there despite kind of this run of results.
That's what I say. I've touched on. I mean, and I won't, and I'll be honest with you, as you would probably be honest with me, if you would seen the performance wasn't there, I think you'd be sort of asking the questions why and work rate commitment. And that's something that we've addressed quickly and talked about. And I think a few weeks ago, we'd have probably accepted that result. And in the dressing room today, there's disappointment. And I think that shows just the turn of where we were to where we are. And as I say, I think once the win comes, you'll go again. But it's massive that, as I say, that the continued commit on and off the field. And they've got another 22 games to sort of make sure that level of performance is right, and it'll be a squad effort. But everybody has committed, even the injured boys. Everybody's here today and watching it, so you can sense that. You can sense the togetherness, as I say, and it'll come. It will come.
Is becoming a bit of a monkey on your back just not getting that W up on the board, because the longer it goes on and I know I've just said that confidence is in, it does seem to be there, but is it getting frustrating that?
I think you do get frustrated because in the exercise, you want to win games of football. That's what you brought up on. And as I sort of reiterated to the boys, look, the decision may have gone against us, but it's 1-1. I think that's where you've got to think, right, well, we'll keep banging the drum, we'll keep knocking on the door. James has had a chance where it's just flashed wide when he had an opportunity to score. And you've just got to make sure you keep asking the questions, because as the game goes on, you can. If you keep asking, you'll get it. And it's... I think that's going to be the key. As I said, it's like anything. Once it quickly turns and you get that win, it rolls on, and then you have another upturn of results. But we've got to make sure that we don't just rest on our laurels when it does happen. But no, I'm always being glass half full, not half empty. It'll never change. And I'm sure as long as we keep doing what we're doing, we're on the right track. And, it'll come, and it'll quickly come. But you've got to make sure that the teams in and around you, the teams who don't have the quality of the Sheffield United, so that's not being disrespectful, because it is a tough league, but you have to take these opportunities and make sure that we're not coming up in them games and saying, yep, performance is good, the result's not right. So that's when the proof will be in the pudding.
Jack McCrest come in, made his debut. What's he going to add to your squad?
His pace, his work rate, endeavour. He's still hungry, he's 24. Done fabulously well to sort of get his career back on track, and now he's got an opportunity to play on a higher plane, and he could even play on a higher one, so we've given him that chance. And he's trained with us for a couple of days. I've seen him a few times and a number of times throughout his career, and he didn't disappoint. There's more to come, and I thought he did very, very well on his debut considering, so he's a welcome addition.
And the first of maybe one or two in the January transfer window?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I've been fortunate enough to strengthen in that area, but we defensively need more cover and we need to strengthen, and that's an area that we'll be sort of working very, very hard to do in the month of January.